What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Who's Reality Cooking podcast. I'm Audrey Johns, and I'm here with AJ Sankofa. He has the amazing business SO Artisanal Pasta. Sorry, Artisanal Pasta. I have not had enough coffee yet today, AJ. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
So I first got to see you on the next great food truck race, which is on Food Network. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I would love to find out, what were you doing before this show aired and what brought you to the show?
So before the show aired, we were just running our business as normal. We got a weird Instagram DM that we thought was spam. It was somebody asking us if we were interested in being on a Food Network TV show. We just started responding and engaging just for fun, just to see what would happen, but we weren't taking it seriously at all. And one thing led to another. We started getting emails and we realized, wait, this really is the Food Network. And that's how it all started.
Wow, that's so cool. You're the second person to say, oh, I thought it was spam while I've been interviewing people for this podcast. What did your business look like before you started getting these emails and messages? What were you doing on a day-to-day basis for the business?
Making lots of fresh pasta. So my business consisted of a storefront in Morristown, New Jersey, where we would sell fresh pastas, sauces, and desserts that my wife made, as well as imported goods from Italy.
Wow, that's amazing. How many days did it take, or how long did it take until you guys started filming, from when they first hit you up to go on the show until you guys were there in, what was it, Long Beach, I believe you guys started in?
We started in Laguna Beach, and the preliminary process, I would say, was maybe about 3 months, 2-3 months.
That's really, really quick. Had you ever been to California before?
First time.
Wow. How about your wife?
She had been once before.
Okay. And then you also had a friend with you. Now, does Matt work with you guys on a regular basis, or was he just somebody who came along for the ride? How did that work out?
Yes, Matt was actually our first employee.
Nice. Very nice. Is he still an employee?
Yes, he is.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that. So they hit you up and you guys started chatting back and forth. Then you guys flew out to California. And what did that look like? Kind of meeting everyone and, you know, how did it all get started? It's such a unique type of show.
Well, I would say that it's, you know, you mostly keep to yourself and to your team. Especially in the beginning, there's a lot of people, you know, 9 teams, 3 people per team. You got 27 people, strangers, right? So you mostly keep to yourself in the beginning. And then as the weeks go on, you start to, you know, loosen up a bit and make some friends.
When I first tuned into the show, I assumed, oh, cool, these are all going to be food truck owners and chefs and people who run their own food trucks, and they're all competing. But when I got deeper into the show, I realized that's not the case. So for someone who's never watched The Great Food Truck Race, could you explain in your own words what the show is all about?
Yeah, so, I mean, we are one of the teams who never had a food truck before. We never owned one, never operated one. And I believe the majority of the teams on the show actually were in the same boat. As far as the way it works, I mean, it works the way you see, right? You know, they throw you in a truck, they put your logo and your branding on it, and you got to go out all over the country or state, wherever you're located, find parking and start selling food. Whoever gets the most sales wins. It's really a marketing competition. That's what I'll say. It's really focused on who can draw in the most customers, who can get the most orders, volume, volume, volume. And it's a good lesson to learn, because at the end of the day, volume is crucial to success in this industry.
Absolutely. So did they use the same trucks from season to season?
That I don't know.
You don't know. So there weren't any, like, you know, so-and-so was here, little markers on the inside of the trucks?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. See, I would have done that. So how many days per episode were you guys filming? Was it all in one day, or was it cut up between days?
Each episode would be 2 to 3 days, depending on where we were, what we were doing.
Gotcha.
So 2 to 3 days, I would say. Two to three days.
Yeah, it seemed like a really big production with the trucks and the large teams.
Huge production. In the first hotel we got to, I think it was only us there. Because you got to think, there's 9 teams, 3 people per team. Then every team has a producer, a producer's assistant, a video guy, an audio guy, And then all those guys have assistants. Plus there's the overlord production staff, and there's a lot of people. I mean, first hotel, there was easily 80, 90, 100 of us.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. A lot of people. And then, you know, it slowly dwindles down as people get eliminated, but huge.
Wow. So are they riding in the truck with you guys, riding in the back of the car with you guys, or do they just kind of have their own car and follow along?
It's a combination. So there's the truck, then there's the team's follow car where you'll have your producer with you at all times. And then there's the production follow car who follows you, who's following the truck. So it's a lot of moving parts.
Wow. A lot of getting lost too, I can imagine. So with the truck, they gave you guys the truck. They wrapped the truck with your logo. Did they also give you guys the cars? It seemed like they all had California license plates.
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay. And what about GPS or any kind of app for you guys to find your way around, or was that up to you?
Yeah, that's up to us.
Cool. Cool. And so because you brought up the, it's all about marketing yourself, how did you find was the best way to market yourself while you were on the show?
You got to get in people's faces. That is the, when you're selling anything on the street, I mean, you got to get in people's faces, because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to come to you. Most people don't, you know, most people avoid confrontation, especially with strangers. So you have to be personable. You have to be confident, and ultimately you have to have a good product.
Awesome. Yeah. Your pastas looked absolutely amazing. And I was watching with my daughter and she was like, Mom, can you please make gnocchi again? It all looked so amazing. I love how you would use extra pasta dough left over from the day before. And you also had to improvise as well. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and share how you made it work for you?
Well, the biggest thing that we did to make the competition work for us was focus more so on the fried chicken and less on the pasta. What we found is that the pasta was too time intensive, whereas the chicken was something that could be prepared and cooked a lot quicker and was honestly more approachable. I mean, thinking back to it, I don't think I've ever seen a pasta food truck before, and there's a good reason for that. I mean, especially thinking the warm weather, nobody walking down the street really wants to grab a bowl of pasta. But, you know, anybody will grab a taco or, you know, a burger or nuggets, you know, something that you can fold in your hand, one hand, keep walking, use your phone. I mean, you got to think about all those little things when you think about your clientele and who you're selling to and what they want.
Yeah. You know, and as a Sicilian woman, I have to know, can you tell me more about this Sicilian fried chicken? Because I need to know, what are the spices? And I obviously don't give away your signature recipe if you don't want to, but can you share more?
Oh, absolutely. So Sicilian fried chicken is simple. You got lemon, you got oregano, you've got chili flake, you've got hot honey, and you've got Worcestershire. Fry it up, toss it in the sauce, and you're ready to go.
Sounds amazing. And I love how you guys would, you know, bring them around and kind of take a sample. It's such a smart way to draw people in, especially if it was it one of your biggest? I still see it on your social media. You guys are still
absolutely still going hard. I mean, we just did a pop up a week or two ago, sold out of 100 pounds of chicken in like 3 hours. I mean, it's huge.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds absolutely delicious. Well, to kind of change, you know, direction here a little bit, so to speak. So while you were on the show, I noticed that I believe it was Matt was driving the truck and he hit a COVID testing station. And
that
you
is
were
correct.
So smooth about it. You were just like, do what you got to do. Let me handle it. Can you tell us the story and how it resolved?
Yes. So I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I got a call from Matt. And he told me what happened. We pulled over. I went back to the COVID testing site to talk to the people. They were really cool about it, really nice people. And I think we just gave them the phone number for our producer, or maybe the executive producer. We gave him that phone number, and then they communicated at some point later on, but didn't end up being an issue.
Nice. So they just took care of it for you. That's amazing. Well, I do have to ask as well. I noticed that you guys had different competitions throughout. I believe the first one, you guys had to choose a different type of pepper. You guys had the meal boxes at one point.
Yeah,
what was your favorite? Which was your favorite of all those little competitions?
My favorite was the one where we had to do the dishes. Like the people came and they were from like an Asian background, I believe, and we had to do dishes from their background. And my wife actually, we were just talking about this last week. It's funny you ask. My wife actually came up with two dishes that I never would have been able to. And we ended up winning two out of the three challenges that day. And it was all food that was like completely out of my territory. So that was like a really cool moment.
Amazing. Can you share with us what did you guys make? What did she come up with for that challenge?
So for the appetizer, she came up with the sunamono, I think, cucumber salad. And then for the entree, I believe it was a chicken katsu. I can't remember exactly what they came with, but they were really good, and the people that we were cooking for really enjoyed them.
Nice. Sounds amazing. And where was that episode at, specifically in California? Do you remember?
I don't
Don't
think I
remember.
remember. Maybe Long Beach. No, not Long Beach. It was the episode before Long. Maybe Manhattan Beach, possibly.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, that brings me to my next question because you guys were popping all over the place on the coast there. Where was your favorite place to visit? And is it the same place that was best to sell?
I think Long Beach, I had the most fun with like actually doing the food truck thing, but Laguna Beach was like the place that I would go back and visit for sure. I really like Laguna
Nice.
Beach.
Nice. Did you guys get to actually spend time hanging out in the locations that you were at, or was it just go, 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 film, film, film?
It was go, 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 film, film, film. I mean, obviously, you have your time in between, but a lot of people, or I would say most people, are so wiped out from the labor intensiveness of the show itself that most people don't venture out. But we got to get out a little bit.
Nice, nice. I come from California myself. I'm not there anymore. I'm in Boise, but it was really fun to see you guys just driving through the streets. And I'm like, wait, looking at the street signs, and I think there's a really big draw to that as well. If you're watching one of the shows and it's in your actual
Right, right,
location.
right. No, 1,000% get that connection.
Yeah, absolutely. So back to the pastas. What is your favorite pasta to make?
My favorite pasta is tagliatelle bolognese.
Awesome. Can for those who are not Italian, can you explain to the listeners what that is?
Sure. So a flat egg noodle, and then you've got a bolognese sauce with pork, beef, and veal.
Nice. And was that the one that you were adding all the egg yolks to?
That's correct.
How many egg yolks was that again?
60 yolks to 1 kilo.
Wow. Sounds amazing. It was such yellow, stunning pasta. Sounds
You
so
like good stuff?
amazing. Amazing. Well, we kind of talked a little bit when we were emailing back and forth, and you had mentioned you had been on some other shows as well. So for the listeners, where else can they watch you outside of just the Great Food Truck Race?
So we did the Great Food Truck Race. A little bit after that, I was on Chopped, and then we also did another show called Table for All.
Yeah, I've never heard of Table for All. What is that one?
So that one is really more like a day in the life kind of show. So we took the set through a day in the life with us in the kitchen, some of our favorite dishes to prep, some of our most popular dishes, and we took them to our shop, showed them how it went, how we interact with customers and what the workflow is like. And then we got to do some fun stuff, like mess around on the skateboard, so on and so forth.
How fun. Where can we watch that one?
TBS.
Nice, nice. And for those of you listening, you can watch the Great Food Truck Race on Food Network. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And I was able to find it on Hulu. So throughout with Food Network, kind of
Yeah,
through
yeah, yeah.
there.
They make it a little confusing these days with the various channels.
They do. Now tell me more about Chopped. When you said you did this one after the food truck race, how did that come about?
Oh, same way, except this time I knew it wasn't spam. You go through the interview process, and if they like you, they'll bring you on. You compete.
Awesome. And where did that one film at?
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to disclose the
That's
location of
fair.
where it was filmed, but I will say that it was Chopped was really like they had it like. I mean, they've done like 50 seasons, so I understand why, but they really had that show buttoned up. I mean, It was a very, very smooth production process. I do remember it being like a stark difference from my time on The Great Food Truck Race. But you're dealing with three contestants rather than 27, so it makes sense.
Now, I interviewed someone last night, actually a friend who was on Chopped, and he said that they filmed it all in one day. Did they do that with you as well?
That is correct.
I can't imagine. That must have been just mind-blowing. And what was in your first basket? How did that all go down?
Oh, you know, you are not the first person to ask me this, and it's a shame because I really do not remember the baskets that well.
That's okay. Is there one specific ingredient that stands out to you?
There were meatballs. There were peanut brittle, meatballs. Yeah, I think those are, I only remember that because I remember I had meat. I think I did cavatelli, something like that. Or no, not cavatelli, but I did a shorter pasta. And I remember I put too much of the peanut brittle on top. They said it was a little too sweet.
Oh, gotcha. Well, definitely peanut brittle and meatballs. That'll throw you for a loop for sure. I can see you would remember those too.
They do make it challenging.
If you could customize your own Chopped basket to work with on television, what would go in there?
For me, for myself?
Yeah.
Oh, just all the ingredients for tagliatelle bonus.
That makes it easy. Very, very easy.
I want to win, you know.
And is that also your favorite dish you've ever made on television?
That's my favorite dish to eat. I don't think I ever made that one. Or maybe I did do it on Great Food Truck Race. Maybe we did. I don't think so, but maybe we did. That's my favorite one to eat, though.
What else sticks? What other favorite recipes stick out to you from either Food Truck Race or from Chopped or from, what was the name of the other show again? I'm sorry.
Table for All.
Table.
Favorite recipes from the shows. You know, I have to say, honestly, it was the chicken when we were on the Great Food Truck Race because we went crazy. We did like chicken sandwiches. We did chicken and croffles, like croissant waffles. We did a bunch of cool stuff. And I just really feel like that was the most fun out of everything, like doing something that was like way out of the norm for us and just having fun with it.
Nice. I love that you're still using it on all your pop-ups. When I was on your Instagram yesterday, I was thinking, oh, man. Now
gotta
I
give
need
the
some
people what they want. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, while we're talking, if someone is listening in and if they want to jump on over and see what this amazing chicken looks like, can you just go ahead and do a quick shout out for what your Instagram handle is?
Sure. So it's just ESO, that's ESO, Pasta Morristown.
Go check it out. It looks amazing. Now, what are you doing right now? And what would you like to plug that you're working on right now?
So right now, we actually have some big, big, big things in the works. We are going to be opening our first restaurant this fall.
Nice. Where is that going to be?
It's a surprise. So we should be making an announcement in a month or so.
Oh, nice. Well, definitely let me know so I can share it here on the podcast for you.
Absolutely.
And I'm assuming you're going to be specializing in pasta and fried chicken, I hope.
That's right.
Nice. Any other little teasers of a special menu item that you might be working on for it?
Yeah, so we're actually currently working on perfecting our focaccia recipe. So we want to offer that. And then we'll be doing fun stuff like meatballs, arancini, and my wife's desserts as well.
Nice. And what desserts are your wife's favorites, or what is she mostly known for?
She is known all over Jersey for her tiramisu. Everybody loves her tiramisu, myself included. So I think that's going to be a hit. And then also, my personal favorite that's not tiramisu from her is her gelatos. So she does a olive oil gelato, and then she does a coffee gelato. I hate coffee, and I will eat her gelato until I pass out.
Nice. Is she going to be making the gelato for the restaurants?
We'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Nice. That sounds absolutely amazing. Are you guys going to be selling pasta out of the restaurant as well?
Absolutely.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear where it's going to be at. Where else can people find you right now? Do you have any pop-ups coming up or anything else where we can find you?
Yep. So we're going to be doing two more pop-ups in April. We've got one in Morristown, one in Whippany, and then May, I think we're going to be doing another three. You know, just a variation of pop-ups. We're doing our classic dishes, pasta classes, and of course, we are always available for our private chef services. So that's in-house pasta classes, that's tasting menus, that's drop-off catering, in-house catering, business catering, and weddings.
Wow, you guys are busy. Very, very busy. Yeah. Would you guys ever do a food truck again, or was that a one-time thing for you?
I think if we could make the restaurant concept successful enough, I think a food truck isn't out of the question.
Awesome. Yeah, I love when restaurants do a little food truck that can go to events and whatnot.
Exactly. That's exactly how I want to do it. Yep.
Nice, nice. Well, is there anything else you might want to share with all of us, with the listeners, about SO Artisanal Pasta or about you or about your time on television?
Oh, just keep on buying the chicken so we can get this restaurant open.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear more about it. It sounds really exciting and fun. I'm assuming it's somewhere close to where you're at, but I don't want to strong arm you into telling me where it's going to be at. But I would love for you to, you know, share with us. And if you and your wife ever want to come on and talk about the new restaurant or even give us a little tour of it, that could be really fun. We would really love that.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, AJ. It was so, so nice to meet with you and to chat with you real quick.
You as well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. And everyone, be sure to check out AJ's Instagram handle. Can you go ahead and give us your social media handles again so that we can get you some business?
Absolutely. And that is SOESO Pasta Morristown.
Awesome. Any Twitter, Facebook? You guys are just...
No Twitter. And then the Facebook is going to be SO Artisanal Pasta.
Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, be sure to check in the show notes, everyone. I'm going to make sure to put his handles down there as well. That way you don't have to dig for a pen right now. And be sure to stay tuned to the next episode of Who's Reality Cooking. Thanks so much again, AJ. And please give your wife a shout out, a little hi from me.
Will do.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.